This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
The Janjatiya Gaurav Divas is being celebrated today to honor the contributions of India's tribal communities. The day also marks the birth anniversary of tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. During a visit to Bihar today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the 150th birth anniversary celebrations of Bhagwan Birsa Munda and laid foundation stone for multiple development projects. I am now joined by political analyst Ashok Tandon and Akashwani's Bihar correspondent Dharmendra Rai to discuss this issue in detail. Dharmendra, welcome to the program. My first question is to you, Dharmendra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was in Jamui, Bihar today on the occasion of the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Can you share the highlights of the program?
On the auspicious day of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his firm resolution for all-round development of tribal communities. He hailed the rich repository of knowledge, alternative medicine and culture of tribal people. The Prime Minister said contribution of tribal community to the alternative medicine, Ayurveda and folk medicine is unparalleled. We are trying to preserve it and WHO will be also roped in for further promotion at global level. Mr. Modi said, we have launched Prime Minister Janman and Dharti Aba Janjatiya Utkarsh Gram Abhiyan, which has given great results by ensuring direct benefits to the tribals. He announced that 80,000 crore rupees will be pumped to infrastructure development of tribal villages under the Janjatiya Utkarsh Gram Abhiyan. On the occasion of 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, Prime Minister announced to launch Birsa Munda Gaurav Upman Abhiyan for plantation in tribal-dominated districts across the country. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Jamui.
And now let's hear what Prime Minister Narendra Modi had to say on the occasion of the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas.
Dharti Aba Birsa Munda ke is the bhavya smaran ke beech aaj 6,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की परियोजनाओं का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है. इनमें मेरे आदिवासी भाई बहनों के लिए करीब 1.5 लाख पक्के घरों के स्वीकृति पत्र है. देश के 60,000 से अधिक आदिवासी गांवों के विकास के लिए एक विशेष योजना हमने शुरू की है, धरती आबा जनजातीय ग्राम उत्कर्ष अभियान. इसके तहत करीब 80,000 करोड़ रुपए आदिवासी गांवों में लगाए जाएंगे. इसका मकसद आदिवासी समाज तक जरूरी सुविधाएं पहुंचाने के साथ साथ युवाओं के लिए ट्रेनिंग और रोजगार के अवसर बनाने का भी है.
Mr. Tandon, a big chunk of India's population is tribal and spread across many states. How do you view the celebration of an event like the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, given that these communities have been playing a crucial role in preserving our heritage and in also are an important part of the political landscape?
You know, first of all, I think our listeners need to know who exactly Bhagwan Birsa Munda was. He was born in 1875 in the present-day Jharkhand. And he had led kind of a war and challenging the British rule. And that's why he's credited with mobilizing tribals against the British Empire. And he died in British custody at a very young age of 25. And that, you know, he sacrificed everything to protect the honor and glory of the motherland. And that is exactly why today Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi also, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he said my deepest respect to him on the auspicious occasion of his birth anniversary, Janajatiya Gaurav Divas. That is exactly how the Prime Minister said in his post on the X. But nevertheless, the Prime Minister went ahead and he unveiled development projects for the emancipation of the tribal population and their welfare schemes worth 6,640 crore. He did it from Bihar's Jamui district because obviously there is election in Jharkhand, and he was there to attend and organize. In fact, he launched the 150th birth anniversary celebration, which will continue throughout the year as Janajatiya Gaurav Divas. And he also unveiled a commemorative coin and a postage stamp in honor of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. And he also participated through, obviously, virtually, in the Grah Pravesh of 11,000 houses built for tribal families under the PM Janajati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. See, the project, which was unveiled by the Prime Minister, it was focusing on improvement infrastructure. Projects also are focusing on improving the healthcare, education, and livelihood, you know, generation, that is employment generation in tribal regions. And that is the crux of the schemes which are launched today. We can go and discuss the details of these schemes. But before that, I think it's very important and necessary to discuss what exactly the Prime Minister said on this occasion.
So as you yourself mentioned that the Prime Minister unveiled projects worth more than 6,600 crore rupees, and you mentioned some of the projects that he inaugurated or laid the foundation stone for. So be it initiatives such as houses built under the Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan, the mobile medical units, or the model residential schools, how important are such schemes to improve the lives and the infrastructure of many tribal communities that still live in remote and often inaccessible regions?
Yes, apart from the Grah Pravesh ceremony at the Yojana for the 11,000 houses under the Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan, see, the mobile medical units, 23 MMU units under the same Pradhan Mantri Janman, and 30 additional MMU under the Dharti Abha Janajatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan. They were also started to enhance the healthcare in the tribal area. And if I may go ahead, the tribal entrepreneurship and education, so inauguration of 300 VAN, One Dhan Vikas Kendras were also inaugurated. 10 Eklavya model residential schools for tribal students were 450 crore. And foundation stone for 25 more Eklavya model residential schools worth 1,110 crore were also foundation stone were laid. Then the cultural preservation of the culture and tradition of the tribal people, Prime Minister inaugurated two tribal freedom fighters museum in Chindwara and Jabalpur and two tribal research institutes in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir and Gangtok in Sikkim. All these were done virtually. And then in addition to that, infrastructure development. For that, foundation stone of 500 kilometers of new roads and 100 multi-purpose centers under the Prime Minister Janman Yojana were also inaugurated and foundation stone were launched by the Prime Minister today. If I may go ahead, then there are so many other schemes which the government have already launched. They are in process. And all these schemes which are already in progress and which were launched today or foundation stones were laid today, they are a continuous process as part of the government ambition to work for the emancipation and welfare of the tribal belt.
Now, these schemes that you've mentioned, the initiatives, they are central government initiatives, but the implementation takes place through the state governments. So how important is the collaboration between the center and the states to ensure proper implementation of various schemes so that they reach the tribal communities and lead to their sustainable development?
Of course, these are central schemes, but nevertheless, I think because of our effective federalism, which we working, states are generally very cooperative. And this has been the hallmark of the Modi government, that the states, in fact, they love to get the schemes and they do implement at the ground level. And, you know, the schemes are such that they, because they benefit the people, state governments normally don't interfere. And if you talk about some schemes which generate income and employment, see, the term loan scheme is there. Adivasi Mahila Yojana, the Sanrakshan Yojana, microcredit scheme, Adivasi Shiksha Rin Yojana, these are financial helps. So these schemes obviously are such that in which the money reaches directly to the bank accounts of these tribal people from the central fund. So in such scheme, there is no role for the states, but there are certain schemes where implementation, the states have to play some role. And I think states, by and large, have been cooperating. That is exactly why in the matter of health care and education, social welfare, these schemes are now showing results. And I think the schemes which the Modi government has initiated, this is basically to empower these communities and focusing on, as I said, education, health, and socioeconomic development. So by raising the awareness and fostering solidarity, I think all Indians, we can ensure the preservation of tribal culture while improving their quality of life and integrating them into the Indian progress. I think this is a mission which is being accomplished now. And through these efforts, the tribal communities are now, they are thriving and contributing to the national growth. Janajati Gaurav Divas, in fact, the purpose is to highlight the importance of preserving tribal heritage and honoring the contribution of the tribal communities.
And now we have been joined by Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashwani correspondent in Assam. Manas, what is the significance of this occasion for the tribal population of Assam?
Well, good evening, Anubha. Today, Assam has also joined in celebrating the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal attended an event at Sabuwa in Dibrugarh district, along with several programs have also been organized in Guwahati. And coming to the main point of announcement of 80,000 crore rupees for the development of the tribal people in the tribe village areas, along with dedication of 6,500 crore rupees to the nation by Prime Minister. Certainly, along with the rest of the tribal peoples of the country, Assam will also be benefited for this. As for the 2011 census, we have around 39 lakhs tribal people. Of course, this is 2011 data, so the actual figure as of now will be much higher. And very interestingly, today we are celebrating Bodoland Mohotsav in New Delhi, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended as chief guest. That was also a significant milestone in the development of Bodoland territorial area. Interestingly, in 2020, under the leadership of Narendra Modi, the BTR accord was signed, and there is a huge event that was held in Kokrajhar. I also went to carrier news for that event. Prime Minister had attended the event, and after that, there is no incidence of violence in BTR area in Lower Assam. Now, several militant groups in Assam, they have left the path of violence and they have joined mainstream. It was happened in during last 9 to 10 years due to the efforts of central government as well as the Assam government. So certainly this, that the amount of money that is going to be used for the development of tribal people, it will certainly help people of Assam and particularly the tribal people in developing infrastructure, in educational sector and all around. So certainly it will certainly help the people of Assam and as a whole along with the other state of Northeast. Back to you, Anubha.
Mr. Tandon, one last comment that I would like from you. At a time when the whole world, including India, is becoming increasingly concerned about climate change, what role can tribal communities play in not only preserving our environment, but also sharing their age-old knowledge with the rest of us?
In fact, if I may say so, the tribal communities through ages have been preserving the forest and all these things which are now, in fact, degrading our heritage and also our forest, and that is why the problems like climate change. Now, if we preserve the cultural heritage and the traditions of the tribal areas, I think all of us can contribute to the situation which the whole world is facing. And the tribal, they may be not educated as the Western world or the whole world is, but they know how to preserve the culture and heritage of the forest. That is exactly how the climate and the environment has been preserved by these people in their respective areas.
Mr. Tandon, thank you so much for speaking with us, for joining us in this program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.